Jesus Christ never met anyone that he couldn't help. Hello, this is Miles McKee from Dublin, Ireland. It is great to talk to you again today on the broadcast. We've been looking at a brilliant passage of scripture in Luke's Gospel, chapter 8. It's all about a story of how Jesus came to a place and met a demon-possessed man. Now, I'll tell you, this guy was a hard case. Not only was a hard case, he was a hopeless case. Not only was he a hopeless case, he was a helpless case. Do you know what this guy was like? He ran around buck naked and he lived in the graveyard. Yeah, that's what he did. And he was a violent man. He was a social menace, a social outcast. And the society he lived in could do nothing with him. They tried to restrain him. They'd sent the sheriff, folks. And they couldn't do a thing with him. They tried chaining him up, and he just broke the chains. Such supernatural strength he had. And then he meets the Lord Jesus. Jesus had just come through a storm on the Sea of Galilee and met a ferocious storm, and now he meets a ferocious man. And so Jesus comes to him and begins to talk to him. And at first the man says, "Don't torment me, Jesus." What a terrible thing. The guy is so hardened with this demonic activity in his life that the thought of the gospel, the thought of Christ, is a torment to him. I think a lot of people today are basically demon-possessed when they don't like the thought of the gospel. Hey, what about you? Do you like the idea of Jesus Christ having mercy upon you? Do you like this idea? Or do you say, "Ah, nonsense, a load of nonsense, get away from me"? Well, that's the language of the demons. It really is. Now, listen to me, please. Jesus Christ, he was able to help this man. This man was in terrible shape, and he was able to help him. Because you know what Jesus promised to do? He says, I've come to set at liberty those that are bound. He was a man in torment. He was a man in bondage. And no resistance by the demons that were inside this man could stop the Lord Jesus Christ. They'd met a man in Jesus. The demons met a man in Jesus that they couldn't control. The whole neighborhood was afraid of this demoniac, this demon-possessed man in Luke's Gospel, chapter 8. But Jesus demonstrates his absolute authority over all the demons. Let me tell you something, we can learn from this. Nobody listening to me has to fear demonic powers. Quite the opposite. When we are armed with the Spirit of God and the name of Jesus, they fear us. Oh yeah. Well, Jesus meets this man and instantly sets him free. And the people of the neighborhood heard about it. They came out to see it. And they found the man clothed and in his sound mind. It's marvelous, sitting at the feet of Jesus. What a powerful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he'll do in conversion. He's a helpless man, this man, tormented by demons, being destroyed by demons. He ran around naked and he was violent, but yet he came to Christ. Christ came to him. Jesus can come to you in the midst of your situation and save you today. No matter how violent, how bad, how wicked you've been, come to Christ. He's merciful. Call on him for mercy and he'll give it to you. And that's the gospel truth.
This has been a presentation of Miles McKee Ministries. Our ministry is made possible by the prayers of friends and partners in your area. If we can be of any help to you, please write to us at P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016.